When trouble trickles into your life, Alpha is right beside you, helping you wade through those waters. Ready, reliable, right when you need us. Because taking action is better than making excuses. And getting it handled is better than hoping it goes away. We'll get the cleanup process started so you can get back to what matters most. That's life with Alpha Insurance.
So,
I'm happy. I feel good. Like, I feel like 2025 is coming in so beautifully. Like, I am so happy about it. Like, I'm so blessed. And I look at things like, I'm just starting to look at life differently, Maurice. Like, I just know I was saying that before, but it's like, it's really about how you think about things, right? And I'm just starting to see that stuff don't always stay bad. Things change. You know, you can do better. You can get better situations. You can change. All you have to do is move around. Move around in a way that's going to put you in the places you need to be.
Absolutely.
And so I'm just starting to see all these things unfold. Like, I just like letting go of certain things, certain people, certain things. And it's actually been making my life better. Sometimes you have to cut things out to open a clear door, a better door, you know? And I learned a lesson of just not holding on to things that no longer serve you anymore. You know, let it go.
That's it. Real talk. All right, Miss Nicole, let's get to this show here. Hang on, sorry.
Are we doing an introduction or?
Yeah, this one needs an introduction. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Three.
All right, I'm ready.
Two.
Hi, welcome back to the Nicole Ladria Show. I appreciate all of you for tuning in. So let's jump into some juicy, fun, and relatable topics today. All right, you ready? Let's go.
Yes, 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 Nicole. So,
yes, sir.
How you doing?
And Taylor, I'm great. How are you, my dear?
Can't complain.
Yes.
I want to touch on something real quick that we had talked about earlier. You were saying just about putting yourself in a better position because things do change and just being willing and open to move around a little bit to find some of those better situations. And I want to say, I didn't say it when we were talking, but I definitely agree with you. And that's my motto. I live by that creed. It's helped me get through a lot of, and get into better spots in my own existence.
Absolutely. I think that for me, I've been learning something lately. I've been learning a whole lot of stuff, but it was one thing that was brought to my attention that, you can have a fixed mindset and a growth mindset, right? And not that a fixed mindset is negative, because I think for me, when I took it as, oh, certain things in my life I have a fixed mindset in, it's a negative thing. So I take that like, oh, that's negative. It's not good, right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's good or bad. It depends on what you're fixated in, like what's your mindset fixed in, right? Which that can cause it to be good or bad, right?
Right.
But that a growth mindset is actually more ideal, because sometimes I think, for me, I just feel like if I'm in a fixed mindset about a specific thing, right, that I'm not going to grow in there, because in my mind, this is it. I'm stuck here. Okay. But when you turn that into having a more confidence and shifting that into a more growth mindset, now you hold the power to say, oh my God, I can adapt to change, right? It is possible, and change is very scary. Okay. And, I think that a lot of us don't really want to say that, or we're just like, oh, we adapt to change. Well, yes, we're able to adapt, but change can be very, very scary, right? Because you're used to, you know, we get comfortable, or we get used to certain things, and we don't want to change certain things, right? We understand that certain things you have to change, it's going to push you to greatness. It's going to push you to challenge yourself more, right? And a lot of people get very scared. That's why a lot of us as humans, we don't go for that dream, right? A lot of people don't go after certain dreams or certain goals. They don't even try, right? They won't even try because they're afraid of, okay, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out, right? So I've done certain things and it didn't work out, right? But I still tried. So I can say, well, dang, even though that didn't work out for me, I'm glad that I tried. Because what if it had? Or now I have more experience in that, right? Now you develop these skills and you gain some knowledge about that specific thing or specific business, right? Which now if you say, hey, I want to try again in the future, you have that much more knowledge about it and that much more skill set. And so all you can do from there is build from there. So I think that's what I've been learning a lot lately. And just to say, sometimes you just have to separate yourself from certain, maybe a job, or it could be certain people. I've had to cut a couple people out of my life recently. And I also have a really hard time with that because I'm a fixed sign as well, right? I'm a Leo. So Leos are very fixed, meaning I'm the type of person that even if you hurt me or you do things that I will find unworthy, I'll still forgive you, right? And I'll still try to see the good in a person. And I had to realize that you don't set your boundaries with people. You should give them a chance to make a mistake, depending on what it is, because we are all flawed, right? We're all sinners. We make mistakes. So, but not to give it too much grace. So I had to realize now I'm not going to give people 5, 10, 50 million chance to keep, you know, disrespecting me or belittle whatever they're doing that's harming me, right? In a maybe my mental health, or maybe it just their energy is off, or they just don't mean me well. That just to let that go instead of me dragging along and trying to hold on to these relationships, knowing that I is detrimental to me. And so that's another thing where I have to be more selfish in this new season, the new year, that I'm not, you know, I'm not tolerating that anymore. Like if you're just, you need to heal and work on yourself, I'm going to let you do that. But you're not going to come into my life trying to bring me down. I'm not accepting that anymore. And I'm not going to try to love people more than I love myself. Exactly. So that's where I'm at with that as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When we start, the sooner we start realizing that not everybody's replaceable. I mean, you know, you can always find somebody else, but a good person, that's tough to replace. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. when you find somebody good, you treat them that way, you know, and, mm-hmm. You know, it's good that we're moving, you know, as we mature and I open up our minds a little bit, we're moving to a place in life where we can see things for what they are and be more mm-hmm. understanding of it rather than, you know, mm-hmm. letting our fears and emotions past, right. you know, conduct our way.
Absolutely. And but you said a good thing just now. And I really had to look into myself and say, I am one of them people that I'm not easily replaceable. You know what I'm saying? I had to really step back into my power and my worth. Because my self-esteem was at the floor. I really, even though people might look at me outside and say, gosh, she's so confident, right? She's so courageous. I am very, but oftentimes just because people might see me as that doesn't mean I'm not struggling internally with insecurities or self-esteem issues, right? Because we show up and we try to put up a good face, right? A lot of us do that where we're wearing this mask, but deep down we're struggling with some things, right? So I think that's very, I think that, you know, it you know, I'm guilty because, you know, you just going through the day-to-day life and you don't want to, you know, you're trying to put up this brave face and, you know, you don't want to show, you know, you don't want to show those vulnerabilities or those bad moments, right? But I think it's so important to understand we're human and we all go through that and there's nothing wrong with that. And it's okay, you know.
All right, well, let's run this first clip and I want to hear your thoughts on this one.
Some of these women aren't replaceable, and trust me, I get it. I'm one of those guys who are highly sought after and I got 10 million options, but when I tell you, some of these women, they just aren't replaceable. And some of these dudes out here, they know what you got and they are praying and hoping and wishing on the opportunity that your lady is available. I get it. You're feeling yourself and you feel like I got money and I got status and I got a big penis and I'm that dude, but you forget a little bit of the reason why you're that dude or who helped you become that dude or who shaped you into being the better version of that dude. Some of y'all got some women that are not replaceable and you're feeling yourself and you are going to play yourself out of your golden freaking ticket.
Wow. The golden ticket.
So, but this is the one creator. Was it Uncle Charlie, I believe? Well, you know, I get a lot of these. All of these creators are off my TikTok. So big shout out. I really listen to them wholeheartedly. And of course, that's why we would use them on our podcast, because I feel like what they're saying is very relatable and very real. And I really love watching this creator because he's obviously awoke. He's awakened, right? He's woke to what's going on. And he obviously, he's married and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful couple, him and his wife, beautiful couple. And he understands that. He knows that he, his wife is first. He honors that, you know, and they're happy. So, I really respect him as a man and, you know, as a husband, because, you know, I think a lot of men need to be more like that and just understand that your wife is, your marriage is first. Right. And you honor that woman, and nothing's more important than your wife or your husband. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Very true.
You know, I mean, a lot of people take for granted what they have, you know what I mean? And that's the problem.
And it, like you said, a lot of people, like, you can just go outside and get that tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's just not the quality of the person is what people need to realize. It's not about how many people you can get or how good people look, because that's always going to be there, right? It's the quality and the character of the person. I think that we lose sight of that. You're not going to find that type of person every day. You may never find that again in your life. That is serious. And I think if we took the time to really pay attention and to hone in on that idea and understand it, like, for real, it would make a great difference.
I remember a time when us men, all we had to do was dress nice, have a little bit of money, and be good in the bedroom, and women would put up with so much dysfunction and mess from us. Bruh. But not anymore. Women have been to therapy, they have been to mediations, they have hired coaches. They have evolved so much into doing self-care. So fellas, you thinking that a woman is difficult, you thinking that she's hard to deal with. Nah, bruh, she just got the money now, so bruh, your money ain't appealing to her no more. She's learned her own worth and her own value, and she's not going to allow you to tear down the areas that she has been able to build up. And it doesn't matter if you good in the bedroom no more. She'd rather be abstinent than to deal with a dysfunctional man. What are you going to do that is going to make you appealing to a woman who already does the things that you provide for herself?
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's MOOD.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to mood.com. That's MOOD.com to get started.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh.
Ooh-wee. That's real. That's some real talk all the way across the board.
What are you going to do? All right, my man. Dudes out there, you can't put it down. You can put it down all you want, and that's not enough no more. It used to be. I used to be able to hypnotize a girl.
Because it's too many. Yeah, because, okay, just because you, it's somebody else with bigger, better, that can do it better too, sexually. Just like it's women who can do it better than me, it's men. Bruh. So you're not that special as far as that. I'm sorry. Just not. Because it's so many people out here, right? It's so many people out here. And you know what I'm saying? Like that's like high school young stuff. We're at a, especially at my big age, when you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, now you're at a point where it's like, That's it? That's all you offering? Like, honey, what about some bills? Are you coming and making my life better? Because the thing is, if I'm already paying my bills, right? Like he's saying, if the woman's already self-sufficient, she's independent, she's taking care of all her stuff, what can you do for me? Some sex? So there's sex toys that's going to blow your ass out the water. So what do I need a man for? Because, honey... Okay, because the rolls, let me tell y'all, any woman who knows what the rolls do, that motherfucking toy went viral. Okay, that sex toy is by far, blows a man out the water. Okay, now it's nothing like a real man, I get it. But honey, what do I need you for? You get what I'm saying? What does a woman need you for if she doing everything on her own? You have to come with some type of value. You can't just come with, oh, I look good and I got some sex. Get out of my face with that. Go to some different young girls who ain't, you know what I'm saying, Ben, they just want to have a good time. That's a good time type of situation. No, oh, you trying to have something real. Don't come to no real woman, grown woman like that.
Okay, for all the dudes out there, I didn't appreciate it. We're gonna end the show right now because I didn't appreciate that. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm gonna hurt some feelings today. Cause it's real though, Maurice. You know I'm not lying though. You know I'm being real.
Right. Yeah, that's
you can't come to a grown woman with that energy. It's like she gets to a point where she's going to get fed up. Like most women ain't tolerating that. And even if she did, okay, she's going to come to a point where she no longer tolerates it because she realizes that this is not serving me. It's the bare minimum. Don't nobody want no breadcrumbs, okay? That's the point. Like, nobody wants breadcrumbs with his men out here giving whole cakes. Okay? If I have a man who give me the whole cake, what am I going to go back to breadcrumbs for? It's no point. I'm the whole cake by myself. I don't need you. So I'm the cake, and I'm going to go to breadcrumbs. For what? It's no point. If you're not matching me or doing better to help make my life better as a woman, and I can make your life better as a man, we're wasting time. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. Right?
Okay, exactly. But let you tell me what you think.
Oh, I mean, you know, I personally remember when I could no longer hypnotize certain, you know, people. You know what I mean? With that, you know what I mean? You know, you hit them once with it, they love it. Hit them twice. Maybe, you know, a good 10 times, they still love. But if you ain't stepping up no other game, no other side, that right there die down. They be like, oh, nigga, is this all you going to do?
Yeah, it get played out. Yeah. It's like, okay, that's all? That's it?
Yeah. So, you know.
That's it? Eventually, it's gonna die down.
Yeah, every dude out there know when the pixie dust don't sprinkle the same. And they be like, "Damn, what am I gonna do now? How am I gonna change this?" It don't mean that. You know,
that spell it wore off. The love spell. Cupid just pulled his arrow out. Absolutely. He's no longer. Absolutely. I'm no longer in love anymore with this.
Cupid is shooting blanks.
You know, we've been there. You know what I'm saying? I'm guilty. I ain't gonna sit there and say I've never. Like what I always say, but we don't come from a place of what judgment. We're not judging anybody.
Not at all.
Cause y'all, I've had my honey. Everything I talk about, I've been through. Okay, so don't think I'm just on some high horse and I think I'm looking down on nobody. No, what I'm saying is, once you learn your worth, you no longer settle for bullshit. Okay, and this woman out here who never settled for it. You feel me? Everybody's situation is different, but it's some women who. They don't even, it's going to be real hard because some of us are a little bit more lenient. Let's just put it like that.
I'll say
to any woman, hey, if that's what you want to go for, hey, it depends on where you are in your life. If you want to just, you know, you want to live or you want to do certain things a certain way, that is your prerogative, exactly. Okay? Okay? All right, exactly. Bobby Brown, do you. Because
I done messed up some potential with one line. You know what I mean? It just came with the wrong one.
Yeah, it can make you or break you. It's some people, you can, listen, you can lose them so easily. It don't even have to be like, oh, you cheated. It's people who, if you dress a certain way or you act a certain way or you say something a certain way, they'll cut you off. You know, you got to be very careful because it's certain people who just don't, they're very like, they're very big on their boundaries. Right. It's how you talk. Some people is how you speak to them, how you come at them, how you carry yourself. Everybody's not the same. Right. You get what I'm saying? So like one man might say, hey, I don't want a woman who's provocative dressing. One man might say, I really don't care. You get it? But if the man who cares about a woman dressing more modest and you want that man, then you're going to have to change that way. You can't be out here dressing provocative. You feel me? You're going to have to change and dress more modest because you want to keep that man, because to him that's a sign of respect. You get it? Some men may not care. Some men are very confident in the way they don't mind if a woman dresses a little provocative, because let's be clear, a lot of times that's how he got your ass, right?
Exactly.
He liked what he saw when he seen you and you was looking a little, you know, sexy. Well, baby, that's how you got me. So now you want to come in and change me, right? Did you get me and I was fully covered up? So, but you know, some men, they expect you to change because now you're representing them. Just like a woman, you're representing each other, right?
Exactly.
You're a reflection of me. So how you dress, how you come out the house, sir, no, you're going to look, I want you to look up the par, because when I come out, I look up the par. And you represent me like I represent you. So I think it goes both ways. You feel me? But I'm a type of woman, I need a man who's very confident, because, baby, I'm going to dress how I'm going to dress. And if he don't like it, then I'll try to work on it, but I'm still going to, I like to show off a little bit. You're going to have to be confident in me, with me, baby.
There you
Just
go.
Saying.
So, I believe Shira 7 wants to tell us how to know if he's the one.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's MOOD.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com, that's MOOD.com, to get started.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How did I all know right. that my husband was the one to settle down with? When he paid all my bills, paid my car off, paid all my credit card bills off, gave me money every month, bought me a new car. That's how I knew. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Bought me a ring. I love her.
Okay. When he did all the things he's supposed to be doing, that's why. That's how. He was a full provider. How did I know?
Well, damn. She said pay the bills off.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Paid the car.
Yeah, pretty much.
The house.
Right.
The boat.
Right.
Put new shoes on the horses. Fed the goats and the chickens.
Much.
You know what I mean? He did everything. All right.
Sprinkle,
you,
sprinkle. Okay, once again, beautiful Shira 7, which I adore. Like I said, I have been a fan of her for, she's probably one of the first people from YouTube I really, really watched and really, you know, took note and paid attention to her. And then when I got on TikTok, she's all over. I mean, when I say she is such a big, big, big force. And a lot of people don't agree with what she says, and a lot of people do, but she is being real, because men are men. Either you are a man or you're just not, okay? And being a man or just saying, hey, this is my sex, does not make you a man, is how you walk in life every day.
Bruh.
You get what I'm saying? And she don't sugarcoat it. She's going to tell you like it is. If he's not upgrading your life, he's not been a man. You're wasting your time, okay? So how does she know he was the one? Because he showed her he was the one. He stood up and he proved himself, and he made sure to make her life easier. She didn't have to work anymore. He was a full provider, and therefore it earned her love and respect. Therefore, that's why that's her husband. You get what I'm saying? He didn't make excuses. He showed and proved. He's successful. He's a very successful Black man. And she already had her own thing going. She got multiple businesses. She already got her own money. But she made it very clear that, hey, if you ain't fully provided for me, you ain't going to have me. So I respect her, because she don't sugarcoat it. And just like her husband, James, knows that. He knew that from the jump. And she made that very clear. It ain't no hidden secrets. He knew exactly what he signed up for.
Right.
So, yeah. He gave her a soft life. Okay. So, Yeah, you got to earn that. So I think that real men just know how to do it. Real men don't make excuses for what they need to do. They just do it, right? Either you get, you're in the way, or you stepping up, you know? And if you're in the way, then you're going to get left behind. So
yeah, you know,
that's
tell
my take on it.
All men out there, you do, you know, if you can, you know what I mean? You should be working toward being able to do this, and you should want to take care of your lady the best that right. you can.
The best, you know, that you man. Can, right.
You know.
Right.
That's it. I mean, some people are butthurt or feel some type of way because they're not in a position to take care of a whole mm-hmm. other person or run everything. And that shouldn't be the reason that you don't have relationships, but you should be aspiring to work hard enough to put yourself in a position where you can do that. Because if you can do that for her, then believe me, your life's going to be a lot better too for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Because the woman multiplies everything you bring to her. So if we got two people working together, that's even greater, right? Because the woman is she's a multiplier. So whatever the man's bringing, that woman is supposed to multiply that. So think about it. The more the man's doing, we just going to keep going up and up. It's only up from here. When you have that type of dynamic, because it also depends on the woman too. Now, let's not just sit here and say it's all the man, because a woman has to be a certain type of woman as well, right? We got to be real about that, Maurice.
Right.
But if you have two people that's trying to work together and they really care and they trying to build something, then yeah, y'all got a very great dynamic, and you got something powerful going on. So I think it takes a certain type of mindset, right? Y'all have certain goals, and I think that and also, like I said before, but a provider doesn't mean rich. And a lot of women need to understand that he may just work a regular job at the time, right? He might have came from a lot of money to a more modest income, right? Or he can come from a modest income to making a lot of money, right? So it can always change, is what I'm saying, right? But if you have to understand, because a lot of women, they just look at, oh, a provider means the top 1% of earners.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not enough for those men. So This is the thing. If you're constantly thinking that you're going to get this man, a lot of women ain't going to never have that. So what are you going to do? You're not going to settle. So what you going to do? You just maybe not going to have a man. That's fine. That's what you choose.
Exactly.
Okay? But I choose to have me a man. So I'm sorry, Tom. I'm not. When they say, oh, I don't need a man, and I'm fine, single, hey. Deep down, I don't care what no woman says. Deep down, I don't care how happy you think you are or how fulfilled your life is, right? You might have everything you think you want, but deep down, you're not fulfilled, because God did not design us to be by ourselves. God did not make the woman to be alone. Just like he made the man, the woman for the man, right? So you're going to be incomplete. I don't care what nobody says. It's a lot of women who say, oh, well, I don't care, I'm good by myself. But if you had the right man, you would not be by yourself. It's because you probably had a lot of bad experiences, which allowed you to put yourself in a mindset of, I don't never want to be with nobody no more, because I'm afraid that they're just going to be like the last one, which we all have those fears, right? But I'm willing to take a risk to, you know what I'm saying, to be happy. And if it don't work out, I can keep moving on. But to say I'm good by myself, absolutely not. That'd be a lie. And a lot of people just be like, oh, they hide under their success or their degrees or their houses or whatever they have, their success, not understanding. At the end of the night, that stuff ain't going to keep you warm. That stuff not going to love on you. It's great accomplishments for you to have. But money and material things does not buy happiness. And over time, you just having these possessions, and it's like you're still lonely, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to admit that. So they hide behind these things. They try to justify their life being so great because of material items or money, which it does not equate to having someone who just really cares about you, because that's something that money cannot buy.
Yeah. You know, my advice, if I were to give advice to my daughters or someone about men, is first things first, find a man who's tired of playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then,
oh, that's a good yeah. one. Right and then there.
After that, you can look at his, it is important mm-hmm. to me that the man can take care of himself at least, and have a job and have some potential to keep growing. I do think you should look at that, not focus on it, because not every man's going to make $100,000. If you go down to your local grocery store,
most men don't make that.
Absolutely. The grocery store, there may be one man in that whole store who's making $100,000, and he might be the guy who's mm-hmm. the general manager of the store. But honestly, there's maybe mm-hmm. one man in the store that's shopping or whatever in that whole entire store
mm-hmm.
that makes the kind of money. Women want 6 feet, they want $100,000, they want all these other. Now, the one thing I don't hear them say, oh, I want them to have a PhD. I want him to have a bachelor's degree. I want him to have a master's degree. Mm-hmm. I want him to be.
Yeah, we don't hear that.
Yeah, we don't hear any of that. We hear all this superficial stuff. Knowing that those other things lead.
But how did he get to that amount of money, right? Did he go to college? Did he start a business? Maybe he was self-made, right? This, like, they don't even care about how he got there, just how he's there now.
Yeah.
You don't even, and a lot of times, a lot of men are, let me just be real, a lot of men, Maurice, you a man, you understand, a very successful black man at that. Let's just point that out. Give yourself a round of applause, okay? Give yourself a round of applause.
All right, here we go. Okay. Round of applause for Maurice.
All right. There yes, yes, y'all. Okay, my producer and partner in crime right now is for his business. This man is so well-rounded, successful as hell. I so respect and admire you for that. One of my dearest friends in the whole wide world.
That's
okay?
It.
But what I'm saying is you can understand exactly where I'm coming from because you actually live in that life. You're purposeful. You've actually seen this kind of money and more. You get it? So the point I'm trying to make is that's a good thing you just said. A lot of men understand that too. Like, why would I don't know if she's with me for the right reasons, right? A lot of men, some men don't care, but a lot of men who like really looking for something certain, they want to see, wait, because she wasn't there through all my, for me to come up. You get it? She's just going to get the last results of this. That's scary for a lot of men because it's like, I don't know if she's really here for love or she only here because of what I'm doing, what I got or what I can do for her. You get it? If a man is truly valuing somebody that's just not just looking at his pockets, right? Because a lot of men don't, they don't want that. They don't just want, they're not just a dollar sign or a paycheck. You get it? Some men are not for that. They really want love. They want somebody who cares about them beyond the money. Because this is the thing, men like that, they once they realize that you're worthy, they're going to spend money on you anyway. You get what I'm saying? They'll do, a man, if he spend money on you, he truly likes you. A man, most men ain't going to do that. He has to, you have to be, you have to earn that. Men are very hard as far as that. They don't just give out their money, okay? You have to be something of value. He has to find you to be valuable for him to spend on you like that and for you to be an asset to his life. You get what I'm saying? And so that's where it comes down to. It's like it's not that simple. A lot of women don't understand, well, why can't I get that? Because, well, maybe you need to do some self-reflection and see what is it that you're doing wrong. Okay, because sometimes we just feel like we're doing everything right or we don't have any flaws, not realizing this is why you're not attracting what you're attracting. You know what I'm saying? You're not getting the outcome you want to get because you're not doing the self-work within yourself. So it really starts with self as well, you know? It really does.
Exactly. Exactly. That's I mean, you know, reach in deep, take a good look at your own mirror, and then, you know, go from there. Let's revisit real quick. Derek Jackson. He also had some information
about. Oh, my God, y'all. So, Derrick Jackson, y'all. Oh, my God. It's a lot to say about him. I love Derrick Jackson, okay? Even though everything came out where, you know, everything he was standing on, he turned out to be the opposite to his woman or whatever. And you know what? I still respect, regardless that's his personal life, his personal business, but as far as the things he says in general, I respect him. I've been a fan of Derrick Jackson for a very long time. And so I do feel like a lot of things he say is really relatable. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to mix that in with his controversy in the past, because a lot of people are like, oh, it came out that he was doing his girl wrong and all that. And hey, once again, you know, I just respect the principles that a lot of things he speaks about, even if he didn't apply them to his own life, you know what I'm saying? Although we thought he was, right? He was doing that. He still has some very great points and I still respect that, you know?
Yeah. Let's take a listen to what he says and then we're going to revisit what you just said. Hang on. All right.
Okay.
Eventually you'll meet a man who's tired of the games too. He won't hit you with what you're doing text messages at midnight after ignoring you all day. He'll call you throughout the day just to hear your voice. He won't keep you guessing. He'll move mountains and remove all doubt so you and everybody else knows he don't play about you. And he'll never need to take space so he can figure out what he wants. In fact, he's gonna look for ways to close the distance so you can see he's who you need. Because grown men are not afraid of commitment. So finding the right woman is like finding a winning lotto ticket. At that point, ain't no point in him entertaining more scratch-offs. So if you're seriously dating or in a relationship with a man who still has you questioning where you stand with him, this is your sign to stop standing and start putting one foot in front of the other out of his life. Because grown men move with clarity, and you'll know you found one when loving him doesn't feel like an emotional roller coaster without a seatbelt. It'll feel like home.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com, that's M-O-O-D.com, to get started.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A roller coaster without a seatbelt, it will feel like home. That was some serious...
That was serious. What did you just say?
He said...
You said, what will we teach our daughters? You said, if you were telling your daughters, which I have a daughter as well, right? That the first thing is what, Maurice? You just said that. Let's reiterate that point. You said, make sure the man is what?
I didn't say a lot of shit. I don't remember, but...
You said, make sure the man is done playing games.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, right? That's real talk right there.
First and foremost, what that just goes right into the point you just made. What did he just say? Because the man who's ready, okay, for the man who the men who understand this, that been there, because, you know, it's okay. We all have to learn and grow and go through things, right? I'm not judging once again, but when that man is very intentional and he understands and he's made those mistakes and he's really ready now to be with that woman, right? He ain't about to play about that woman. Period. He not playing with you.
Exactly.
He ain't playing. And I've been on both sides, but as far as the what you doing text messages, and then the person's very inconsistent, they only come around when they want to benefit from you, as opposed to being with a man who is very consistent every day, who just talks to you throughout the day, right? It don't mean he gotta be on the phone with you all day every day, but he's never gonna go a day without communicating with you. You know what I'm saying? Right. Now, you know, we might have our moments where space, and you may have a little moment where y'all don't talk because people get mad. I get it. Maybe they might disappear, but he not going a whole 24 hours. No. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Without reaching out and trying to solve the issue or whatever problem y'all had or argument, whatever it might have been. So I learned very quickly that people will do what you allow them to do. So it really comes down to that. If you allow a person to do certain things, oh, they'll keep on doing it. They'll walk all over you. You know what I'm saying? You'll be a doormat. You feel me? So where you want to be, you want to be a doormat or not. And so it really comes down to your self-worth and your value and setting those boundaries and standards for yourself. I didn't know what a standard or boundary was. I didn't know nothing about that. I was never taught about that. I was taught how to survive. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't taught how to be a wife or none of that. I was taught how to survive.
Right.
So most of us came from a point of survival. We don't understand, you know, all those stuff. A lot of us can come up in two-parent households and just happy marriage, two-parent. A lot of us didn't come from that. We came from very dysfunctional backgrounds or single-parent households or whatever, right? So how would you know how to navigate through that? How would you know something you never saw, you know?
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, instinct doesn't teach us everything. You know what I mean? So what I was we were talking about Derrick Jackson and some of the things he's gone through in his personal life. Do you think his fame may have contributed to him actually not remaining truthful to his wife as he had been in the past or as he claimed to practice?
Oh, this is a hard one. Let me think about it. Let me think about how to say this.
Well, let me ask you this. Is he good looking to you?
Okay, hold on real quick. Hold on.
All right.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So I was asking, do you find him to be an attractive man?
He's very attractive, yes.
So what very happens, handsome. What happens when he hits the internet, an attractive man hits the internet, and he's getting some fame and lots of acclaim, and he's saying things, and he's actually appealing to women, and he's talking to their sensibilities and their emotions.
Oh, he's going to attract a lot of women because, for one, he's like, okay, you're like the standard for a lot of women, right? Tall, dark, handsome, right? Successful black man. So you already up there. That's like the number, you're the number one sex symbol that a woman wants. All women from across the board want that, right? That's the most desirable man in the whole entire world, okay? And then, like you said, but on top of that, you're speaking about, you're touching women's pain points. You're telling women, you're, so what, of course, it's like, okay, he looks good, right? And he's speaking to my pain points. That's going, you're going to have a lot of women in the inbox, a lot of women trying to throw themselves at you. You really going to attract a lot of women like that,
and
right?
And I think that probably is why he, I can't speak, but I think I know what would make the some men falter. Because of
there's so many options. He has so many options, you know? A man like that would have a lot. I mean, most men have options. Even the average man has options, right? But a man of that caliber is going to have, and now you have hundreds of thousands, millions of women, like, because, you know what I'm saying? He's that sought after, that successful. You get it?
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to definitely come with a lot of temptation, you know?
Yeah, I think that, I definitely think that that can really, you know, stardom can on any level can change a lot of people's thought processes. And this is why it's good to learn how to stay grounded, you know, because you can get taken on a roller coaster ride with no seatbelt, like he says, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's not easy. Temptation's a bitch. I mean, we all struggle with that, okay? I don't care how you could be the most disciplined person, but you still are going to be have desires and fantasies and thoughts, and it's all these good-looking people, right? So to sit there and say that, yeah, we might have a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife, but you still have to fight the temptation because it's always going to be somebody who looks good, or you might think, damn, you might think sexually about that. It's human nature. But it comes a time where, okay, you have to say, hey, you know what? I need to just let that pass. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to lose my person. And I think that where a lot of people, they don't care about losing their person, because in a moment, you're not thinking about your person. You just think about yourself. I just want to be with this other person. People not really thinking about their person at the time. But if you took the time to think about your person and how you may hurt them or how you may lose them, then maybe you wouldn't do it. But I think a lot of people, they just don't give a damn. We don't care about that kind of stuff. We just figure, okay, this person's hot. I want to sleep with them, so I'm going to do it. Who cares? You know, you're not thinking about, in the moment, they might think about that. They just think about, okay, I just want to get my knees in it. I want to have fun with this new person or whatever, you know? So it comes from a very selfish place. So, hey, if you want to be selfish, don't be mad when you're losing that. You may lose what you have because you wasn't thinking of a place of caring about your other half.
You know? Temptation is just another relationship that needs to be managed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so.
And it's something that I think as humans, that's probably one of the biggest things that we still have not evolved and got right. Because it's just something that I don't think will ever stop. People are always going to want other people, and people are going to always, and I'm not saying everybody, because you have some people in the world who are faithful, okay? Some people, but that's just not the majority. So, you know, I'm not going to say everybody, okay, because there are people who stand on that and are faithful as hell to their partner. But that's just not the majority of the population, you know?
Exactly. So, all right, Nicole.
You live and you learn.
That was crazy. That was a lot of good information there.
Yes, so that concludes today's show, you guys. Yes, Maurice, we had a great time as always. All right.
Yes,
and we just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. We hope that you gained some type of knowledge, some insight, and maybe just something you can relate to feel like, hey, you're not the only one dealing with a situation, okay? And feel free to reach out anytime if you would like to discuss maybe a business idea, or maybe you're an artist like me, independent artist like me and Maurice. You may be a rapper or singer, or maybe, you know, you already a big artist, or you just want to talk about another artist, or maybe people from our childhood or genre, different genres, right? You can feel free to reach out anytime that you have a topic or a business that you want to promote, small or big, or you want to just promote some products. Okay. You can definitely do it on my show as is. It is affordable and it helps you get your voice heard all across the globe. Okay. So those are the great benefits of podcasting. Okay. Reach out at nikkidoll524@gmail.com. That's NIKKIDOLL.
Your career should grow as fast as technology does. At Cox, you'll sharpen your skills with courses and mentorship, all while working with cutting-edge tools in AI, cloud solutions, cybersecurity, and more. Because the right job doesn't just keep up, it helps you stay ahead. Ready to level up? Visit cox.career/tech to explore tech careers at Cox. Again, that's cox.career/tech.
Whether it's making fake snow with baking soda and shaving cream or laying tarps down to keep real snow off the sidewalk, there are all kinds of hacks for whatever winter throws at you.
Except when it comes to COVID-19, there is no hack. I'm Dr. Simone Wiles, an infectious disease expert. And if you do get sick with the virus, prescription medications exist. If you're high risk, ask your doctor if they're right for you and learn more at PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19.
This message is sponsored by Pfizer.